The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. It's a delight to bring back one of my favorite public servants, Phoenix City Councilman Sal DeCiccio. Sal, welcome back to our airwaves.
Thank you so much, Seth. It's great to be back. You're my favorite radio.
You are too kind. You are too kind. Before we engage in too much mutual corruption, though, let me talk about the corruption you're fighting, corruption of a lot of things with public health consequences, with civil libertarian consequences. You put up a Facebook post saying instead of calm, Phoenix politicians are pushing panic. I can't tell you how many people sent this to me, Sal, and it was so good to be in touch with you about it this morning. Talk to us. What's going on?
Yeah. So what's going on right now? It's just this. The public's already upset, not under stress. You would expect better from the politicians, but they're actually worse. So one of the moves yesterday, was to ban people from the parks. Not the parks, but the hiking trails.
Uh-huh.
We had the director for infectious disease for the county come in and say, no, you're not going to get it that way. Even if you get close to someone, you're not going to get it. You should still practice your social distancing, right?
Yep.
But that's not how you get it. You get it from droplets and things like that. But they wanted to ban people from the hiking trails. And more, Seth, I'm really starting to believe that this is political. If you look at it on one end of it, you got basically all the Democrats calling the governor out. It's meant to embarrass him, but you're now doing this with people's lives, people's careers, people's livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's crazy right now. I just expected better from some people, and I've been nothing but disappointed lately.
I am too. I mean, I wonder, you're someone who esteems very much theoretical notions of freedom, and we understand we all make these trades in a social compact and trade-offs. But when you isolate people to their homes and tell them not even the hiking trails, in the name of public health, will be open to them. I got to tell you, it's more than just a theoretical freedom that's being curbed and cribbed here, Sal. I think it's a health problem, too. People need to be outside. I think someone even wrote this on your Facebook page. I think, quite frankly, being on a trail outdoors in the Phoenix sun is probably a healthier thing to be than in a supermarket, quite honestly.
Or a bus.
Or a bus.
Or a subway.
Yeah.
Or a train, whatever they call the light rail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Seth? I mean, if you think about it, there you're elbow to elbow with others. People can cough, people can sneeze, you're touching stuff. They're not sanitizing buses, and they're not sanitizing the light rail every time someone gets on there. It isn't happening. But the trail system, people are generally away from each other, so it's political. I mean, the only thing I can think of, if you're not willing to take a look at everything, then you're just picking and choosing those things that try to make other people look bad, or it's done through hysteria or something. I just can't figure it out anymore.
And it's not as if people who avail themselves of hiking and using these trails, Sal, they're probably some of the most health conscious people around. It's not as
totally.
Right?
They're aware.
Yeah, yeah.
They're aware. And everyone makes it sound like they're, I don't know. Seth, I'm telling you right now, it's been a disappointment to watch people in action. Just a disappointment, right? I'm not a huge believer in government, but this just makes it worse. And I think the public deserves better. I believe that they deserve better. And they should expect calm from us.
You bet.
They should expect us talking about, hey, everything's going to be fine. There's going to be food on the shelves. They're still manufacturing toilet paper. It's just going to take a week to get out there. But at the end of the day, that's what they should be expecting from us right now. And they're not getting that.
Well, they're getting it from you, Sal, and I appreciate it. So many of us do. Your calm and your reason. Is there a pushback? Is there an effort you can lead on a vote on something like this? Or can you tell my audience?
Tomorrow.
Tell my audience what to do and what they can say about this.
Yeah, well, right now, tomorrow, we'll find out. I mean, with this transparency getting out there about what they were looking at doing with the hiking trails, that's just one of many, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's going to end up being either modified or I don't think they're going to do an all-out ban because the public is just going to go ballistic. There's no logic behind it. The public will buy off and believe in it if they can see the logic.
Yeah.
There's no logic here to try to make the governor look bad. So that's going to be happening tomorrow. Then they're going to be looking at what they consider to be non-essential businesses.
Uh-huh.
And it depends on whose business it is, right? If you're the business owner, small business person, you consider yourself essential. So they're going to be looking at closing those down again, but they're not going to be looking at buses and subways or light rail. They're not going to be looking at any of the real stuff they don't want to touch.
I also have to tell you, I'm starting to really be worried about this kind of language, essential employees, essential work.
Right.
You know, that's not good for a society either, I don't think. All work is a virtue. All legal work is a virtue as far as I'm concerned. You and I were taught that at young ages. And I just don't like the way we're pitting. Look, it took 3 weeks for this country to become so suspicious of itself in a pandemonium. And I love what you're saying. It is our duty to present calm. I try and do it here. I'm glad you're doing it there. I love the line. Fred Rogers, remember good old Mr. Rogers? He had a quote in his jacket pocket he carried every day. He said, "Calm is a language the blind can read and the deaf can hear." And it just seems to me we need to restore that ethic about right now, don't you?
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. I mean, and that's really what I've been telling people. I mean, if you look at my Facebook page, it's always been about, you know, the food's going to be there. Don't worry. I mean, well, you know, everyone's going to worry, right, Seth?
Yeah.
But the food's going to be there. Last time I checked, farmers are still growing. They've got people, you know, taking the vegetables. We've got cattle. We've got pork. We've got beef. I mean, we've got everything. Everything's still being done. So the run on the stores, that's the type of panic we don't need right now. We don't need any of that. And we don't need it from our elected officials either. We just need people to go out there and assure people what's really happening behind the scenes, that these things are all getting done. And that's where we need to be, Seth.
Sal, thanks for raising awareness and lowering the temperature. You're very good at that. And thanks for taking a few minutes with us. God bless you, sir.
Love you, man. Take care, man.
You
God bless you.
You too.